Hey, he never should have grabbed that boy at the Vegas airport, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell was that about?
I don't know. It was a mistake. You know, it's
kind of mistakes are, you know, you can't make those.
They're
kind of
career
mistakes.
Killers.
You're telling me?
Yeah. So, look, I didn't get to thank MJK, a regular listener, a regular blogger, sent us a beautiful box of German products.
Oh, man.
I believe
great.
They were German.
Yes, they were.
There was chocolate. There was a polar bear. He bought us each little statuettes, a little polar bears I put on top of my refrigerator. They were beautiful. A polar bear is my favorite animal. And these weird herbal German sodas that I drank one of today. And maybe that's why I'm so chipper, given the situation that we're in.
And some great chocolates and a squirrel.
Yeah, you got a squirrel?
I got a squirrel, yes.
For Nibbles. Remember Nibbles?
Nibbles.
Was that the guy's? That was the squirrel's name.
I think so.
Yeah. But thank you so much. That was just a great exotic care package. Also, people out there, bloggers, fans, want to take action. You're more than welcome to write to whoever you want to at AAR in support. But I don't know if there is some sort of crime going on here. I'm not sure. You know, this show is being stopped, and there's another offer that is being discussed. I don't know if it's going to work for me, but you can be angry about this show being stopped. It would have been nice to have continued on with the syndication. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, there's a crime.
I like the way you went from one end to the other on that. That was brilliant.
Well, I just want that, you know, they want to put a petition together, and I just don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Let's you know, because obviously I'm going to get choked up and angry, and let's do this Wheel of Angry. You got the DMV on board. Let's go. Let's go with it.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, when I woke up this morning to find cat vomit on my elbow, I did so with the knowledge that the experience of wiping congealed chicken fat and hairballs off my body could never equal the dread and humiliation of having to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Then I remembered last night somebody stole my license plates off my car. I knew then what had to be done. I gathered all my wits, in addition to that mixture of raw chicken, egg yolks, fur, and catnip, put it into a bag along with my registration, driver's license, and number 2 pencil. I knew I'd be waiting for hours at the DMV, Mark, sitting around miscreants, smelling of bad cologne and cigarette smoke. I went before opening time with my bag of goodies, and just as they opened the doors, I took that bag and...
Oh, God, no.
Yes, Mark. I ate my cat's vomit.
Oh, my God. That's repulsive. How could you do such a thing? Let alone write about it, Jim.
Mark. Calm down and listen to me.
All right, I'm trying.
Have you ever studied a cat? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Up close? They're continually fascinated by nothing, staring at things that aren't there. Yes, Mark. Hallucinating. I'm convinced the combination of catnip, raw chicken, and whatever the hell else is in their stomachs induces sublime visions. How else was I going to get through the next few hours? Hours of bone-jarring boredom and mutual hatred for humankind? I had no choice. I had to eat my cat's vomit. It was a no-brainer.
All right. Okay. Look, this is horrible. But I want to know. What happened at the DMV? Did you have any ill side effects?
Mark, you know, I'm a bit ashamed of myself. I was in and out of the DMV in less than 15 minutes. New plates and everything. I was wrong about them, you know? They're much more efficient than they used to be.
But what about the visions? Did you ever feel anything? See anything?
Mark, are you all right? Bill? Bill, I think there's something wrong with Mark's mic. Should we stop for a second?
Bill's not here anymore. I ate him, Jim. Woof! Woof!
Stop it! Stop it, you two are all... I'll get out the hose again!
Jim, so what happened to the DMV? Did you have any ill side effects or anything?
None whatsoever, Mark.
One last question, Jim. If you wanted to hallucinate like your cat, why didn't you just fix yourself a plate of cat food instead of eating his vomit?
Oh, man, you're right.
When we come back,
oh,
you've
wow,
just
man.
Taken a ride on... Hey, what's happening, man? You've just taken a ride on the trip of Mark, dude.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired.
Wow, that was wild, dude. Man, I tell you, man, you know, this is the second time that we've been on the cutting block, and the last week has provoked some of the best stuff, man.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Huh?
What happened? That was weird.
Well, apparently, you know, you were just Earled.
I was Earled by you?
Yeah.
Jeez, whose hallucination was I in?
This is crazy. Did you, the DMV, though, you had to go, someone stole your place?
Someone stole my place.
What did they do?
I called Rampart immediately.
Yes.
Rampart, and they said, well, somebody's out with your plates, doing a drive-by.
Is that what they do with them? They just put them on another car, a stolen car, or what have you?
And then Heather told me, you know what you're going to do? You're going to take a razor blade to your stickers so they can't peel them off.
I don't understand.
You know the stickers?
Okay. All right.
You can't peel them off.
But, so you mean take it on the plate you have?
Yeah, because sometimes they just take the stickers, but when they take the whole plate like they did mine, you know, then they can commit crimes of all sorts.
So, look, a couple of things. But you've reported it.
I reported. I went down to Rampart.